With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A National Guard deployment in New Orleans begins today. President Trump authorized the heavy security presence for New Year's celebrations a year after an attack on revelers on Bourbon Street killed 14 people. Colin Arnold, the director of the New Orleans Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, says that the Coast Guard, the National Guard, and local police will be working together to keep the city safe.
It appears that we're going to have close to 800 law enforcement downtown in the French Quarter, and I think that that's going to be outstanding. You're going to see an incredible visual presence in the French Quarter and throughout downtown over the rest of this week.
The U.S. military has carried out another strike on an alleged drug boat. As President Trump says, they've also hit a South American port. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
U.S. Southern Command says it's conducted a strike on a boat in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. The military says the vessel was engaged in narco-trafficking operations. It says two people were killed, and that brings the reported death toll to at least 107 in 30 known boat strikes by U.S. forces in the waters off South America. And President Trump told reporters Monday,
there was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs.
And saying the U.S. wants responsible. I'm Ben Thomas.
A surge of Arctic air is bringing strong winds, heavy snow, and frigid temperatures to the Great Lakes and Northeast a day after a bomb cyclone that hit the northern U.S. Tens of thousands of customers were without power early Tuesday with Michigan hardest hit. The National Weather Service predicts snow squalls and gusty winds for the eastern U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 94 points, the Nasdaq dropped 55. This is SRN News. Are you going to church on New Year's Eve?
It's not such an unusual idea. The growing number of congregations in this country are holding services, concerts, and other events as a means to ringing in the new year. One motivation is to corporately bless the coming year. Another is to steer younger people away from New Year's Eve events that might focus more on alcohol. Many black churches have a long history of worshiping on the last day of the year, going all the way back to emancipation in 1862. Michael Harrington reporting.
At a church in Syria where a Muslim terror attack killed 25 people in June, hundreds of worshipers gathered at Christmas to remember those they lost and reaffirm their faith. With a small detail of security forces standing guard outside, members of Mar Elias Church held services last week and lit an image of a Christmas tree hung with pictures of those killed in the attack. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. home prices rose in October, but at the slowest annual rate in more than 13 years. Government data show home prices went up just 1.7% last month from a year earlier. It's another positive sign in a housing market that's been too expensive for many would-be homebuyers. It's a changing of the guard at Berkshire Hathaway. Greg Abel is taking over this week from the legendary Warren Buffett. Investors will be watching closely to see what changes Abel might make in Berkshire's trajectory, but they don't expect any seismic shifts. On Wall Street, stocks traded in negative territory most of the day and finished slightly lower at the closing bell. The S&P 500 dropped a fraction, down for a third session in a row. The Nasdaq was off by 55 points, while the Dow Industrials lost 95 for a 0.2% loss. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston.
More details at srnnews.com.